Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 31.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Wes.
What you doing?
I'm just wrapping presents.
I want to sing a Christmas carol, but I don't know what to sing. What can I sing?
Why are you asking me? I don't know of any. Anyway, I gotta go. Just try dashing through the snow. See you later.
Dashing through the snow. Dashing through the snow. I know! Dashing through the snow, 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 dashing, 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 dashing through the snow. Hey, dashing through, dashing through, dashing through the snow, dashing through, dashing through, dashing through the snow. Hey, dashing through, dashing through, dashing through the snow, dashing through, dashing through, dashing through the snow.
Happy holidays, bears and cubs. This is Nard bringing you another episode, a holiday special, I would say. Holiday special for Bear Podcast. Thank you for downloading, and it's been a fun weekend for me, and I hope you guys had a good time also in your celebration of the holidays. Well, what am I going to podcast about? Well, last weekend. I know this is coming pretty late. I'm recording this on Boxing Day, on December 26th at 11:33 a.m. We're on our way to a movie. No, wait. We're going to eat at Sweet Tomatoes first, then watch... what are we going to watch? Brokeback Mountain. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. And then, after that, meet up with our friends. Well, probably our friends Jeff and Alex are going to meet up with us to eat, to watch... Brokeback Mountain. We'll see. But anyway, let's go back to my story. Last Saturday night, first time I've ever done. Just came from a pool party at Sean's that Saturday. We had a nice intimate pool party there with friends, and we did a gift exchange. I got a shot glass set, and my partner got a poker set. We did that, you know, we did that White Elephant gift exchange, you know, the usual. And after that, we swam in the heated pool, which is great. I mean, it's the first time I've ever tried a heated pool party on a Christmas Eve. And there was so much food, wings and everything. You guys will hear the audio later, more on, and with my interview with Sean. And then Christmas morning, partner and I, we opened gifts. I feel a little guilty because I forgot to put some stuff in my partner's stockings. I'm a bad cub this year. I'm sorry. I got some... I got a geeky gift. I got an Anakin Skywalker lightsaber. Yeah, I played with it in the garage, and it was fun doing it. Well, it has to be... To see its full effect, you have to do it in the dark. So, I got my partner a CD collection that we saw on TV once. He liked it, but he knew that he wasn't going to get it because he saw the printed invoice in the printer near the computer. Duh, me. So, there's no surprise there. Anyway, so after that, in the afternoon, I had to prepare some egg rolls for the party. And we drove to John and Palima's party. We on the way there, we were playing with this cool toy, which is also one of my gifts. It's really cool. It's called 20Q, short for 20 questions. It's an awesome, awesome device. It's small, but you know those small things that you play in the airplane if you're bored. There's a poker set. There's a blackjack. You know, those keychain things. This is the same thing, but it does 20 questions. You really it really asks you questions like, is it an animal, stuff like that. And it's so bizarre, it can actually guess what you're thinking. We're thinking of a candle, it got a candle, we even tried traffic light. It got traffic light. I mean, of all the things that it could get, it could guess it got it. Of course, we just press yes, no, and sometimes, yeah, you know. What's the funniest we've ever done is we tried penis or a dick or a cock, whatever. We tried that. It got too near. I mean, it guessed urethra. It's so smart. I mean, you know. And then we tried, you know, vagina, just to throw it off. It was just so funny. We tried it, and then on the 17th question, is it something like, is it something that you wash? You know, of course, you say yes. Okay, I guess. I hope girls to wash them. Later, it said, "I can't believe you're asking that. I mean, you thought you're thinking of that." So. Okay, when it reached the 20th question, it guessed pussy willow. It was funny. I mean, it's so smart. Anyway, if you guys get this, where did you get it, Mike? Where did you get it? You don't remember? Probably can get it at Walmart. Anyway, it's bizarre. I mean, it's fun. Anyway, back to the party. Okay, so we reached the party last night. My friend Johnny and I, you know, Johnny gave me Magic the Gathering cards. And then we played Magic. It's, you know, I know I'm geeky that way. I'm a dork. But it's fun. Well, we didn't play too much. We had to mingle with other people. So we ate and mingled with other people. And we also watched Kung Fu Hustle. Have you guys watched that? It's a pretty funny. What's bad about it was that they dubbed it in English while there's already an English subtitles underneath, and the words, the dubbing does not match the words on the subtitles. It's just so funny. But anyway, so it's been a fun Christmas for me. It's great being around with friends and getting a lot of great gifts. It's really different from my experience here in Manila. I grew up, you know, we're not really a gift-giving family. It's not our tradition. We just celebrate it. And, it's really different. We go to church at night, and then we would eat a meal after church. It's called the Noche Buena. We would eat it's like a feast right at home. The whole family's there. And if ever... usually my mom and my dad would give us gifts. Yes. And around 1 a.m., I would hang out. We would hang out with friends. We would go out and meet up with friends, and we'd drink our asses off. We'd get drunk and then just come home around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And... yeah, that's my experience there with Christmas in Manila. Well, I was in a choir also in my college days, in my neighborhood church. So we would play guitar, we would play music, we would sing in the choir, and then we would exchange gifts after the mass, stuff like that. So yeah, those are my fond memories of Manila, spending Christmas. And what sucks sometimes, well, most of the time, is that they combine my Christmas gift and my birthday gift on Christmas. So that sucks. This is your birthday and Christmas gift. Yeah, because my birthday is on New Year's. So next Sunday. Anyway, so I'm not really used to getting so much gifts, just when I reached here in the U.S., that I've been experiencing receiving a lot of gifts on Christmas Day, you know, and all this white elephant gift exchange at work and among friends, among party, among social clubs. It's really fun.
Okay, guys, it's 1 o'clock. I am here at the Willowbrook. We're gonna watch Bareback Mountain. Yeah, everybody calls it the Bareback Mountain, and though it's Brokeback Mountain, yeah, we're gonna watch it. I'm now here walking at the theater number 9 here at Willowbrook. Anyway, I'm here watching it with my partner and Jeff and Alex, who just came from Dallas. They just drove over. Anyway, so we're going in. Probably I'll tell you my experience of it after the movie. Be back later. Alright, we just left the theater. We just watched Brokeback Mountain. I'm here with Jeff and Alex, and my partner, we're walking out. These guys are...
Right at the beginning, you know, it's like, read the fucking story you'll know, because it's like, that first sex is exactly like
that story. Oh, yeah, there were two people. We're talking about it. There were two people who walked out at the kissing scene.
Mom and the kid.
I know, I saw that, and then there was one other couple that left. It's like, you know.
Yeah,
but the other couple that left was sexy, and they left, like, you know.
Halfway,
you know. 20 minutes later, like the second time they got together, and there was like no more sex stuff. They're just like laying there, and then they get up and laugh.
Yeah,
it's like, you know,
out.
What the hell did you think the movie was about, people?
Yeah, they didn't read anything about it. Heath Ledger's a top.
Well, but there was also, did you catch the whole thing when he was doing it to his wife?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When he pulled
her over? Yeah.
Because in the story, there's a line like that. It says, and then, something like, and then Ennis did to her what she hated. It moved on. You're like, oh, okay.
Yep. All right, we don't want to spoil the movie too much for everyone. But we enjoyed it. It's a very good movie. One of the best ones in this year, I guess. All right, catch you guys later. All right, it's almost 7:10. Now we're going to watch A Memoirs of a Gay Show this time. We're at the Marquee here on I-10. About 5 of us gonna go there. My partner John Palima and Johnny. We're gonna watch it at theater number 1. Alright, probably you'll hear from me on my review on this one. What can I say about this? We'll see. Be back in a bit. We're leaving the theater. Just finished watching Memoirs of a Geisha. It's pretty good. I'm working out. It's around 9:30, I think. Yeah, we're going out. We're done with the Memoirs of a Geisha. We're just talking about Eel in the Cave. That's going to be something in my book. Eel in the Cave. Alright. We've seen 2 movies today. Wow. It's time to go.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
So for this holidays, I am going to pimp out my very good buddy, Persian Bear. Hi, my name is Shahram. 6 feet, 255 pounds, hairy, stocky Persian Bear in Texas. I'm attracted to stocky and husky bears. Looking for friends from all over. I am single and drama-free and interested in the same kind of guys. So you can find him as Bear411 as Persian Bear. And you'll hear an audio of him. And we were at the pool party. So check out this pool party audio that we did last Saturday.
Hello everyone, this is Snard, and I'm podcasting at a pool party here at Sean's house. Hey, and here is Sean. Say hi to everyone, Sean.
Hello everybody.
Yep, that's Persian Bear. And we are here in the swimming pool. We're going to go swimming. There are about 15 people here, and woof, you guys will see the pictures on the website. Anyway... So, how do you like the party so far?
I love it.
You
it's
love
great,
it?
It's great, yeah.
Okay. There's nothing like swimming during Christmas Eve.
I think we are lucky. We are really lucky. I think God really likes us.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because the weather is not that cold, and the water is so hot, so warm, and we are here going to have some fun. And, okay, what did we have? We had chicken wings.
We had ham.
Of course, Sean prepared it. And what else do we have? Chicken wings. Oh, shrimp.
Shrimp.
Did you make that shrimp?
Yes, I made it myself.
Shrimp wrapped with bacon.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do you want a recipe?
Oh, yeah, sure. Email it to me.
Yeah, you sit in your car, drive to Sam's.
Oh,
go to the refrigerator area. It's the second refrigerator
on
the top shelf.
Oh, okay. So, basically, go to Sam's. All right. And then what do we have? What booze do we have? We have eggnog. Mark made those.
Yes.
We have cheese dips and chips and champagne, vodka, whiskey, beer. God. Anything that a party goer should go with.
Yeah, we need to have another party to finish all these booze because it's not going to finish tonight.
That's right. And we have to... There's a lot of food still. I mean, there's still sandwiches and... What else do we have? Oh, we have a lot of pie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have right now. So who's here right now? Sooner Bear and what's Doug?
Monkey Zoo.
Monkey Zoo, okay. Monkey Zoo from Bear 411?
Bear 411.
Okay.
George is here. Sport Truckin'.
Sport Truckin' in Bear 411, okay.
Yes. Jeff and Art are here.
Mm-hmm.
They are on Bear 411. And who else? Yeah. We have John and Palima.
John and Palima. Gino.
Gino and John. John is on Bear 411 too.
Huh? Are you going to get some?
Yeah, give me eggnog. Wait,
we're busy. Hold on. We're still podcasting. Hold on. Okay, I'll get. Hold on, okay? All right, I'll give him some eggnog. Okay, I have a cup here of eggnog. Mark made these. I'm lactose intolerant, so I cannot drink any of this. So. Okay. How many scoops? Two? One or two? One or two? As much? How many? Fill it up? You want to... Just two, okay. Two scoops. Two ladles of eggnog. There you go. Gosh. I feel like I'm... I hope he gets drunk. All right.
Did you pee on it?
No, I did not pee on it. No.
No. I would jack off because he wouldn't know.
He wouldn't know. Yeah, it's all white.
Yeah,
and it's all white. And it's all... A special nerd sauce. That's right.
Exactly. Okay. Some people pay to have that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. My sauce? Some people would pay for my sauce.
I know one.
Oh, okay. So where did you get these burners? What do you call this? Furnaces? What is this?
Oh, Mark got those. He got me one for a Christmas gift, and the other one is his.
Oh, okay. So he lent it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have wood burning here.
It's beautiful.
By the pool. It feels like we're in a Survivor, and we're going to vote out some people.
Yeah.
So. Hi, Mike. Hello. Did you get your beer? Oh, okay.
That's recycled beer.
That's recycled.
From your housewarming party.
Oh, really? That's 5 months ago.
Yes. And that's old.
Old beer. Yeah, we still have a lot. Oh, yeah, that's right. 2.5 months ago. Well, so what are we going to do now? Are you going to swim very soon? What are you drinking?
This is Crown Royal with Coke.
Oh, okay. Yo! Get in here. I will get in. Okay. We're going to go into the pool.
Yes, let's go into the pool.
We're going to swim. All right. So, I'll catch you guys later. You'll see the pictures on the website. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Here are some bear events, guys. How about in Rome, Italy? It's for 5 days, starting January 4th. It's called Rome Bear Week. It's our Rome Bears Week. We are waiting for many people from all parts of the world. Disco music, karaoke, sex club, sauna, and a real bear soccer tournament. All the program very soon inside our website. Okay, I'm just reading this off of website. Thanks to Eurovo for support this event in Italy. Okay, where can you find the website? It's newagegroup.org/RomeBearsWeek. Another event, guys. It's in Munich, Germany. It's called Munich Bears New Jers Baron Party. Okay, I can't pronounce this. I'm sorry. It's in German, so I'm going to screw that up. I don't want to, but I'll just give you the website. It's called munichbears.de. And another one, it's going to be in Madrid, Spain. It's Bear Zone Madrid New Year Party. And if you're in Madrid, probably this is a good time to hang out there. The website is bearzonemadrid.com. It's kind of funny that all the events that I see are all whenever it comes to the holidays, I always see the events are happening in other countries. But in the US, nothing really happens too much. But anyway, okay, about this podcast, sorry, it's a late podcast. I've been itching to do one the whole weekend because so many things went on, but I just couldn't find the time. I didn't know I'd be extremely busy last Sunday just cleaning the house. And I had to cook those egg rolls, you know. That's why I'm just getting this out now. And probably you guys will be downloading this on Tuesday or something. Anyway, I've also been upset because I've been trying to contact my mom for days. And she hasn't called she hasn't returned my calls yet. And she's been out with my aunts and my cousins, but she hasn't called me all weekend. So let me ask you bears out there, have you called your mom lately? Okay, I'd like to do some holiday greetings to some of the podcasters that I've been listening to. The latest ones that I've been listening to are The Gay Trucker, DJ David J. He's on djdavidj.com. He's a cute bear. I've seen his videos, and I've been listening to his podcast. It's very interesting. He's from Canada. Okay, and another one is people from Minnesota, B-Talk and btalkworld.com. They're a pretty funny bunch. They're very cute too, all of them. You guys check out their website, and I think one of them is Shannon. I think he's the techie guy there. I believe he's the one doing the recordings probably, and I kind of like his laugh. It's very cute. Okay, same state. It's Wanda Wisdom in Lucky Bitch Radio. I always listening to her, and she's just so funny. So whenever I hear her voice, it's just sometimes how should I say it? A little heartwarming, and she's pretty funny too. And it's just like drinking hot cocoa in the morning, something like that. That's the kind of feeling whenever I listen to her. Okay, how about the one in Massachusetts, Queer as Folky Boy, folkyboy.blogspot.com. I listen to him. He's a cute bear also over there. He's a power bottom. He always says that anyway. Hey, Tim. Anyway, I listen to his podcast, and he's very funny. I like his stories and his thoughts in a lot of things. It's just very interesting. Also, one that I always listen to is Reagan Fox. I think he's in Phoenix. I'm not sure. Reagan Fox is in foxinthecity.libsyn.com. And I always listen to his podcast because he's also very, very funny. And who else? Madge Weinstein of yeastradio.com. He's very opinionated about a lot of things, and well, I would say he gets a little political, But I could understand that. We need those kind of people to listen to from time to time. Well, I remember before I got interviewed by Washington Blade and by Greg Marzullo in Washington Blade and about gay podcasting, and Madge Weinstein was one of the interviewees along with us, so it was an honor. So also one of the daily programs that I've been listening to, the latest one actually is Don and Drew Show. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas, and happy you also to all you guys there. And Don and Drew Show, to I listened to them a lot ever since I got to meet Excalibur. He got me into it. So also my real favorite is distortedview.com. That's by Tim Henson in Columbus, Ohio. I listen to him every day. It's a good way to start the day because it's you know, it's really okay, fine. It's a little sick for some people, but sometimes you have to let go of your political correctness for about 20 minutes and sometimes just laugh at some stuff. So yeah, those are the podcasts that I've been listening to, and it's really fun. We might just check it out. I'll put the links on the website, guys. Okay, let me go to my Frapper page, and I would like to acknowledge some people who posted in my in the Bear Podcast Frapper page. And let me see here. Pulling up the page. Yes, I have here. Oh yeah, I mentioned Krypton Bear before, and now I have Pinky Jenkins. She's in Decatur, Georgia. Hi, Pinky. And Icarus J in Iowa City. Okay. Let me see his picture here in the Frapper page. He's got two mascots beside him. Okay, Icarus J, I'm curious. Are you a real bear or... do you like bears or are you a furry? You know those furries, like those guys who like having sex while wearing their furry uniforms or their furry mascot outfits. Like if you like having sex while wearing, say, a Mickey Mouse uniform or a goofy outfit. Or a Pluto outfit, for that matter. So, yeah, I was wondering, Icarus J, if you're a furry. Okay, well, two more. Gusty Winds from Indianapolis, Indiana. They're a group of drag queens. And, okay, let me see. One more in Mount Freedom, New Jersey. Okay, this is a cute bear here, Glenn. From Mount Freedom, New Jersey. He says, hey guys. Well, hello Glenn. And happy holidays to all of you guys there in Frapper. It's just so... I'm just very happy that you guys are posting. And I hope everybody else who are listening to this podcast, hope you just check out the Frapper page. It's in the link on the website. You see F-R-A-P-P-R on the right side of the... Of the web page, and you can just post yourself there. Post your name, your zip code, you know. So email me, guys, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com, or send me a voice message, which I haven't been receiving any voice messages lately. I wish you guys would send a greeting somehow, and I'll play it in the show. Its phone number is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. I hope you guys enjoyed your holidays. And coming soon, Excalibur will be co-hosting with me, and we'll do a wrap-up on the worst and best movies for 2005. So stay tuned for that. Okay, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.